I want to say thank you to this church. I praise the Lord for the first time I came here. I believe it was missions conference, first time I ever came here. Amen. Appreciate Brother Hall for that first time giving us the opportunity to come. And appreciate this church. I just recently turned 40. Amen. My wife wanted to surprise me by getting people to send birthday cards, and some of you sent some birthday cards from this church here. So thank you for that. Amen. So praise the Lord for life. Amen. But I appreciate this church. Thank you so much for your support and your help. And just continue to pray for the church there. We praise the Lord. And this year, the Lord sent in, the Lord sent in over $95,000 to help us purchase the building. Amen. And so we're rejoicing about that.
Yes, sir.
But some that signed the charter decided they didn't want to stick around much more than a month after that. But the Lord knows what He's doing. Amen.
Yes, sir.
We just trust Him. So thank you for all that you've given. And we praise the Lord. Been having great services there at the church. Amen. Looking forward to in September having our first Faith Promise Missions Conference with Brother Blue. And so we're looking forward to that. Amen.
Yes,
so I want to try to just be obedient to the Lord tonight. You excuse me if I don't get these names exactly right. But Brother Shepherd was coming in out of the prayer room, said, "Are you ready?" So I guess you better be ready all the time. Amen. That's part of what the message is about. The Bible says here in 2 Samuel 23 and verse number 8, 2 Samuel 23 and verse number 8. The Bible said, "These be the names of the mighty men whom David had. The Tachamite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains, the same was Adino, the Eznite. He lifted up his spear against 800 whom he slew at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahoite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave under the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day. And the people returned after him only to spoil. And after him was Shema, the son of Agi, the Herite, and the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory." I want to preach on this thought here in verse number 12. The Bible says, "But he stood." Amen.
Amen.
But he stood. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this privilege it is to stand before this congregation and be able to preach tonight. I need your touch. I need your help tonight. I pray that you'd, Father, speak what you'd have to be spoken tonight. Help your missionaries. Help your church. And thank you, God, for everyone that is here. I pray for your help and touch tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can be seated tonight. I see this as you study the Word of God. I tell you what I believe is the proper way to read the Word of God is to look at yourself first. Amen. And think about your own life and what you could do to do better according to the Word of God. Amen. And I want this to be said about me, and I hope it can always be said about me. And tonight, thank God that God's given us this Bible of 66 books. But you know, tonight there's also other books that God has that He's writing down. He's paying attention tonight. And although you and I are never going to be in what in this life is called the Bible, I believe God has summed it up in these 66 books. There's no new revelation, but I'm glad tonight that God knows each and every individual here tonight, and He's paying attention. Amen. Even in the book of Malachi, God said that one day He's going to make up His jewels about those that spake often one to another. Amen. And so tonight we see this text here tonight. It says about this man named Shema, "But he stood." Amen. I don't believe there's very many today. Hey, we might be able to say that today that, and I know some preachers, Brother Grisham, that used to you could say, "Now there's a man of God that will stand." Amen. And it's sad to say tonight that there's some that I'm thinking about in my mind, I could bring up and say that they're no longer standing. Amen. I'm telling you, the day and hour that we're living in, we're in great need of men of God and women of God and people of God to stand for what's right and to stand for what's true. Amen. This Bible tells us, I'll get back here, leave you place here in 2 Samuel. Just listen to me read this over here in the book of Ephesians. The Bible said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, this is Ephesians 6, verse 13, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. I believe we're in that day, amen. He said, and having done all, to stand. The Bible said, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You know what that tells me tonight, Brother Shepherd? As a child of God, indwelt by the Spirit of God, I can, by faith, stand in any day, amen. I believe in any day we can take a stand, and I believe we're not standing like we once did, amen. You'll find about David's mighty men, as you study here in 2 Samuel 23 and also the book of 2 Chronicles, you'll find out that they were skillful men, amen. The Bible tells us that they could shoot a bow, they could shoot it with this hand, or they could shoot it with that hand, and they could take a sling in their hand, and they could shoot it with the right hand or the left hand, amen. Hey, we need some preachers and missionaries that got a lot of skill in the Word of God. You missionaries, where you're going, hey, what will be more important than your board, and what will be more important than your methods and different things, amen. And those better be scriptural also, amen, is what is your skill with the Word of God, amen. Hey, thank God they were skillful men, and the Bible tells us that David's men were skillful men, and they were also sensible men. In the book of 2 Chronicles, the Bible said that David's men, they knew the times, and they knew what Israel ought to do. I'm telling you, I'm seeing today, Brother Shepherd, and men, I wonder if they understand the times of what's taking place in the day and hour that we're living in. Hey, this is not time. This is not time to quit standing and start wavering in the things of God. This is time to stand, amen. But they were men who were skillful and they were sensible about the things. They knew the times and they knew what Israel ought to do. Hey, dear friend, I'm glad we've got an unchanging book and an unchanging God, amen, and an unchanging Lord Jesus Christ. And so not only that, but these men here in this chapter, David's mighty men, were not only skillful men and sensible men, but they were not seasonal men, amen. This Bible tells us as men of God, I believe it can apply to any child of God, to be instant in season and out of season. You look at the Bible here. In this, the Bible tells us, here in verse number 11, Brother Blue said I only had 10 minutes. That's why I'm going so fast. Amen. He is kidding. But you'll find that these men, David's mighty men, you'll find that Shema here, he was in the midst of the ground and it was full of lentils. Would we all agree that it was summertime when he is standing there? I preached at the church not too long ago about standing in the summertime. And we need to do that, amen, anytime. But if he was standing there in a field full of lentils in the summertime, somebody's been busy in the springtime, amen. Hey, somebody's busy in the springtime. And here's Shema busy standing there to defend that patch right there in the summertime. In verse number 13, the Bible says, and 3 of the 30 chief went down and came to David in the harvest time. His men were busy in the springtime. His men were busy, thank God, in the summertime, in the fall time. In verse number 20, the Bible says, in verse number 20, that there was a lion-like man. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow, amen. Hey, thank God, whether it's a physical weather, whatever it might be, or spiritual seasons, dear friend, we need to stand, thank God. And we've got something worth standing for, amen. Hey, I want to stand for the honor and glory of God. I want to gird my loins with truth, amen. I believe I've got the truth. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth, amen. I'm glad God's word is true from
from the beginning, and every one of His righteous judgments endureth forever. Amen. That word endure means it'd be a hard thing. If you're going to stand in truth in this day, you got to like crying like Pilate did. What is truth? I'm glad I can take this book and say, this is truth. Amen. I can stand on it as a firm foundation. I encourage you. Hey, will it be said about you, man of God? Will it be said about you, missionary, when this thing winds up? But He stood.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But He stood. Brother Blue, it'd be sad to stand all these years you've stood, and I'll tell you what, mess up in the last. Nobody remember the stand you took all those years. Thank God for you men of God that have stood and labored in the things of God. Amen. Hey, you know why I want to stand tonight? I want to stand on behalf of the laborers. Amen. That's why Shema was standing there in that field full of lentils. Hey, somebody'd been down there laboring. Amen. Hey, somebody had got into that field and they'd planted some seed down there. Amen. And they got down there in that field and they'd planted it. Thank God for men of God that planted the gospel seed in my heart, and I got born again by the grace of God. And then men that would stand up and take the truth of God's word and teach me the truth of how to live the Christian life. I'm glad for what they planted in my life. Amen. And you find here, he was standing there. I missed one. You know how the only way they was able to plant, because somebody's willing to plow.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody had to plow that ground up. Amen. Shema was standing in a field where somebody had got busy and lowered the plow down where the seed could be planted. Amen. Hey, you don't have to sell out with Osteen and talk about this love and social gospel. You don't have to go, thank God, and this is going to rub some wrong. You don't have to go to C.T. Townsend's meeting. Amen. It amazes me, men of God can labor for years, and some phony comes along with a loud mouth and a lot of stories, and everybody jumps on the bandwagon. Amen. If you can't tell that phony, something's wrong. Amen. He's spitting in the face of men of God that have labored. He's going to the crowd that hasn't labored. Amen. Hey, if Billy Graham come to my church and enjoy it, I think something's wrong.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
He's laboring in a different field.
Right.
He may not have always, but he's laboring in a different field. Amen.
Right.
I wonder about him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Just all right, Pastor.
Hey,
I want to stand. I want it to be said that I stood because somebody was willing to take the plow and to drop it down, amen, and to plant some seed in there. And you know what else? Hey, somebody protected that, planted seed, amen, got the weeds out, praise God, and defended that place. Jude said over there in the book of Jude, he said, I wanted to write you and exhort you about the common salvation. He said, but it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you, thank God, to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who are before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. Isn't that where it's at? Amen. Hey, thank God for you men. Hey, thank God, Brother Hall, for laboring in the field so we can come behind you. Amen.
Yes,
hey, thank God.
Yes, sir.
Hey, missionaries, what you can do is where God's put you at, thank God, get out there and take the Word of God, plow the ground. And hey, I tell you what, in America, we're going to have to break up the fallow ground, amen. If we're going to plant anything this day, it's hardened and crusted over, amen. But thank God, I believe there's nothing wrong with the seed, amen. I believe it'll still work, amen. It'll still bring forth righteousness. Amen. So Shema was standing here on behalf of the laborers that had plowed and planted the seed and protected that seed. And you know what? Shame of standing in the middle of amen. God produced fullness. Amen. You know what? This fullness here in the house of God and the Spirit of God in these services, if it hadn't been some of these older men of God, Brother Sutton and Brother Williamson, and thank God, I know your name. Thank God for you, amen. Lord knows your name. Thank God for these men, amen. The fullness that we're experiencing and the blessings we have in America is because somebody was willing to plow, amen, and plant and protect. And God give the increase, amen. I'm just glad be a part of it.
Amen.
I want to stand, Brother Matthias, like
amen.
You have.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
But he stood.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, that's my desire to stand
amen.
For God. Amen. I want to take heed lest I fall, but you'll find here Shema, he was willing to stand on behalf of the laborers. He is willing to stand on behalf of the laborers that had labored before him. Amen. He is willing to do that, but not only that, he was standing on behalf of the land.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what he said? He said, I'm not losing any more ground.
Amen.
We're losing some ground. In our Baptist churches.
Yes,
amen. Yes, Shema said there in verse 11, and the Philistines gathered together in a troop where was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines.
Yep.
Hey, we got a lot of them fleeing in this day, amen, the old time way, and fleeing the truth, and fleeing Bible convictions and standards, amen. Hey, we're losing a lot of ground in this day, but Shema said, the Bible says, look at what it says in verse 12, but he stood in the midst of the ground. He wasn't standing over on the side of the field over there, saying, well, let's just see how many of them come, and I wonder, I'm close enough, I can run with everybody else if I need to, amen. He stood right in the middle of it, and he defended the ground where people had labored for Almighty God, and he said, I don't care if everybody quits, I don't care if everybody runs, by the grace of God, I'm going to stand here on behalf of the land and the laborers, amen.
Amen.
We're losing ground. Amen. I'm a missionary / pastor, I guess you'd say now. And I'm not trying to be mean tonight, and I'm not saying you missionaries can dress sinners or teach them right, but I tell you what, you can be modest, amen. You can have sobriety about you, amen. I'm getting missionaries calling me. This one church down in Georgia, if you don't know who it is, I'll tell you afterward, amen. But this one church down in Georgia, I mean, just a young church, what I've heard, but hey, I get a phone call after phone call from that church, and I've yet to see a missionary yet where the husband didn't wear shorts and where the wife didn't wear pants.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we're going to keep losing ground.
Right.
Amen. Amen. You know why the sodomites run around? Men won't look like women, and women won't look like men. Women been look like men for a long time in our Baptist churches.
Right.
Yes, amen. I'm not the pastor here, Brother Shepherd. Is this okay? They call me and I try to be nice to them, give them an opportunity. I asked one the other day and I said, hey, I said, this is going to sound, isn't it saying we got to apologize for what our forefathers stood for and labored on and what we've got Bible to back up, amen. And I said, sir, I said, you seem to line up doctrinally and hey, I didn't like his church already from what I heard about it. And I said, but tell me, does your wife wear pants? And he said, yes, she does. At least he admitted it, amen. Hey, I believe, I said, I can't teach my wife and my daughters and my church what the Bible says about modesty and support you on the field. I said, I never asked this one before, but I guess the Holy Ghost wanted me to. I said, you take your shirt off and you go swimming. He said, yes, sir, depends on what crowd I'm in. I don't believe y'all take your shirt off in the midst of a bunch of men, amen. I'll not be showing your legs. Hey, you make bare the leg and the thigh, nakedness is exposed. Listen, I'm not trying to be some young preacher that's getting a shout. I'm trying to help you tonight. We're losing ground. That man of Gadara, when they found him, he was sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and he wanted to go with Jesus. Amen. I promise you, I'm not trying to get a shout. I'm saying we better watch out. There's no reason a lot of pulpits and churches, Baptist church you go in, they got some effeminate fella up leading things and looks like a woman. Amen. Hey, something's wrong. Amen. It just may be we've stopped standing. Hey, it may be the only way we're going to see anybody get saved in America is if it's illegal. Amen. Thank God. Hey, He is willing to stand on behalf of the laborers. He is willing to stand on behalf of that land. Amen. He is going to stand. Hey, thank God we don't need to lose any more ground. We're losing it, ain't we? He didn't run. He stood in the midst of it. I just wonder tonight if a certain person goes and quits standing, are you going too? Well, if my college professor, if he ever gets wrong, I just don't know what I'm going to do. If my pastor ever kicks out of the traces and goes the wrong way, I don't know what I'm going to do. Thank God for a pastor. I guess thank God for some college professors. Thank God for a pastor. Thank God for him. But if he goes against this book and he goes against God, I want to stand with God. Amen.
Amen.
Is this right tonight?
It is right.
But he stood. Amen. They'll laugh at you, Brother Tooley. 20-something years, 60 people. Is that what you said? Oh, you wouldn't make it in most Christian newspapers.
No, sir.
And I don't know you, but some do know you. I believe you stand, amen.
Amen.
That's what's going to be important to God, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm not with this. If you got a crowd, you're wrong with God. I'm not saying that, but you understand the day we're living in. Amen. You take a stand just on basic Bible principles in this day, and most people are not going to stay with you. And probably the reason that is most of them just repeated some prayer somewhere and got chalked up on a board somewhere. Because nobody wanted to stand on the property and say, we're not going to just lead them in a prayer. We're going to trust the Holy Ghost to bring men under conviction and to bring them into their cell and let them get born into the family of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen,
preacher.
Amen. I want to gird my loins with truth. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
It's the truth. A lot of these things I'm preaching to you, I didn't know. I got saved in the Southern Baptist Church. Thank God that man of God preached the gospel. Plain preached hell. And he didn't preach much about godly living. I got in some old time men of God in East Tennessee and North Georgia. And God, when they was preaching out of this book, the Holy Ghost bear witness with it. That's right. Amen. I tell you what, God, and listen, I say again, missionaries, I'm not trying to say you dress sinners or you be hateful to them and all of that. Love them sinners. Amen. If they get the Holy Ghost on the inside, they'll believe in modesty, amen. They'll believe in sobriety. They'll believe in that. It may take them a little while. Hey, God's still working on me, but I'm glad He's still working with the truth of God's Word.
Amen.
He said, have your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. You know, I believe about that. That ain't just talking about my salvation. Thank God for it. But you know what? Thank God there's been times in this unrighteous, ungodly world when the devil comes tempting. Thank God I've got my heart protected with righteousness. God trying to strive to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
Amen.
I believe we've stopped looking for Him to come. You standing, man of God. Brother Harden, remember your name, amen. But he stood.
Amen.
Yeah, God help us, preacher.
Amen.
Is that going to be you, missionaries?
Yeah, come on now.
Amen.
Amen.
He stood on behalf of the laborers. Amen. Hey, we've entered into some labors. I'm talking to us younger preachers tonight. We've entered into some labors.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Thank God. Hey, we've got on some land. Thank God. Hey, I don't lose anymore. You know what Shema's name means? Loss. If it'd been me, it'd been loss all the time. Amen. Here's Mr. Loss. standing in a field with a bunch of Philistines coming at him. They may have missed their loss. Shame it wasn't on one fighting out there, amen. Missionary, you ain't going to be by yourself, amen. If everybody else gives up on you, look at what it says down there, verse number 12. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory, amen. Hey, the Lord's the one working in us, amen. God's working the victory. I want to stand on behalf of my Lord that loved me and gave himself for me and above me everything tonight. I want it to be said, but he stood on behalf of the Lord. It won't be anything in you or in me. It won't be your education that'll work the victory on the mission field. Amen. It won't be your education. It won't be your programs. Amen. It'll be the Lord. Amen. Isn't it amazing? You say, well, what I'm doing is kind of small. The Lord is interested in this little pea patch.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
What? Amen.
Amen. I don't know if it's just Brother Grisham. He said if he's crazy enough to stand, I'm going to help him.
Amen.
I'm going to use that. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know what God's got you in tonight, but I wonder, will it be said of you, when God's done, but he stood.